Hello everyone and welcome in to the Youth Hoops Pod presented by Pro Skills Basketball. Youth basketball is often disorganized, focused solely on winning, and generally frustrating. But at Pro Skills Basketball, our mission is to change that culture. We strive to provide a more professional experience for parents, players, and coaches. One focused on organized communication, fun, mutual respect, and personal growth, on and off the court. And the Youth Hoops Pod is a part of that. This podcast covers a wide range of youth basketball topics, from high school and AAU basketball to college recruiting, NCAA, NBA, overseas basketball, mental health and performance, leadership, and much more. Now let's jump into today's conversation. We hope you enjoy.
What's up, everyone? Brendan Winters here, co-founder and president of Pro Skills Basketball and Team Curry. I'll be your host today. In this episode, we have NBA superstar Stephen Curry. Steph joined us on October 12th over Zoom to celebrate the successful inaugural season of Team Curry, the name brand teams of Steph that are owned and operated by Pro Skills Basketball. On the Zoom call, the players and coaches were able to ask Steph a ton of questions to which he responded with very open and honest answers. Some of the topics we touch on, including what he's been up to the last few months, his diet, his newfound meditation practice, and much more. So without further ado, here's the one and only Stephen Curry.
Anyway, Steph, man, back to you. How's everything going? What have you been up to the last few months since we last spoke?
Before I answer that, I just want to say thank y'all to everybody, coaching staff, leadership, every single player, both boys and girls, for men and women, for just representing the program. It's very from the West Coast to know what's going on back at home and knowing how you guys operate, how you handle yourself, carry yourself on and off the floor. I can't say it loudly enough how amazing the feedback has been. Not just the talent, but again, just, you know, the character and the way that you show up to the gym and play, and the camaraderie and chemistry amongst all the Team Curry teams. Like, it's I don't take that for granted. I just want to say thank you to each and every one of you for since the last time we talked. You guys have been on the court. You've put the time in. You got the reps. You've obviously succeeded, with all the results that the coaches have talked about. But it means a lot to me to know that people recognize what it means from a Team Curry perspective and the standard that you're setting. And like, I think I told y'all before, like, it's all about you guys and how you show up every single day, your attitude and control and the things that you can control, especially during this crazy time that y'all have been thrown into. So I just want to say thank you for that. It means a lot. It gives me so much encouragement and inspiration to keep doing it, but also to keep representing myself the way that I know how in my field. So thank you to every single one of you on this call for bringing your best foot forward throughout this summer season. And I know it's only going to continue, and we're going to continue to pick up the momentum. So thank y'all for that.
Steph, let me interrupt you real quick. So I'm going to give real quick instructions to everyone. If everyone can stay on mute, and then while Steph is talking, throw your question in the chat, and then we'll kind of work through them and we'll call on the questions, and then you guys can unmute yourselves when we call on you and then ask your question, and Steph will be able to answer. So anyway, my bad, yeah. Steph.
All good. No, it's been an interesting summer. When did we talk last? I don't even remember. When was that, Brendan?
It was right at the beginning, man, like right in the middle of quarantine, maybe April, like right? April, I think, sometime around then. But it was smack dab in the middle of the start of it, man.
Yeah. So still, I was kind of in the same position, just with 5 months of work under my belt, getting ready for whenever next season is going to be. I guess when we talked last, I didn't know if we were going to be in a bubble or coming back and resuming the season. And obviously that didn't happen for us. So it's all just been grinding, trying to pace yourself over the course of these last 5 months to continue to get better, enjoy the rest and, the family time and the downtime, and find that balance so don't burn yourself out with this extended off season that we have. But I've taken advantage of it. It's been a really kind of consistent run, trying to get a little stronger, get a little bit more athletic if that's possible for a 32-year-old, and just trying to find little ways to keep my mind sharp, being away from the game. So my family, actually, we relocated up to Toronto for the last 7 weeks. So I've been up here, you know, just grinding, a little change of scenery, but just watching the bubble. Obviously, the Lakers getting it done yesterday. It was some high quality basketball, and still lighting the fire in me to get back out there and get back to where we were before this last season. So it's all been good. We've been staying close as a team, trying to get our minds right for whenever the season might start. What they're saying is it's probably going to be sometime end of January, early February, and we'll start a training camp and get back playing basketball. So I'm looking forward to it. But, you know, 3 months away from that, still a lot of time left. But it's been good.
Cool, man. Hey, players, don't be scared. Put your questions in the chat. We have one from Sammy Ackles, who – picked up a couple of D1 offers this season, which is great. So, Sammy, if you want to unmute yourself and ask that question, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just – how did you use quarantine to, like, better improve yourself, like, mentally and physically? And also, like, what advice can you give to us to help us, like, keep improving? Because I know it's been hard on a lot of us.
For sure. I think it started with just – it allowed me to like set a schedule like for week to week of how I want to balance my time. Time management is hard for anybody, but even it's almost even harder when you have nothing else going on. But, you know, if that makes any sense, the work that you got to do. So for me, I kind of leaned into the fact that I've never had this window of time where I can literally handpick what I want to work on in my game, my body, and that type of thing. So from a workout perspective, I set like a schedule. I was doing 5 days a week where I had big lift days, short court work days, and then I'd rotate that through, try to keep my cardio up, doing that three days a week. And me and my coaching staff and my strength coach, we just targeted certain parts of my performance that I wanted to highlight, and most consistently that was lower body strength and foot speed. And so that was something that we really focused on and started to design workouts around that. And it's obviously a back and forth conversation about what's working, what's not, and fine tuning it. I also started doing a lot more meditation, and I got this app called FitMind that I picked up. There's a lot of good apps out there. People do use Calm. I think they use, what's the other one? I forget the other one. But I picked up this one called FitMind, and I started doing that daily. And it's crazy how much more energy I have, how much more focused I've gotten. I've never really done it before. I did a lot of breathing techniques and stuff like that, but I never actually did like a consistent meditation program. I'd encourage that for everybody.
Did someone recommend that to you, or did you just pick it up yourself?
My strength coach, he was doing it with me kind of at the same time. So we were kind of bouncing off some of the things that we were learning and different experiences, bouncing those off of each other. So I'm always coachable, always open to new stimulus and new things. So that was one of them. And it's been awesome to kind of add that to the routine every day. So that's it. Just leaning into the fact that I have this much time, design what I want to do on a week to week basis, and hold yourself accountable to sticking with that program.
What other benefits do you think? So you mentioned you have more energy. I mean, is there anything else? I mean, is it less stress or more focus or anything else? And then secondly, would you recommend it to all the players on here to maybe look into something like that?
Yeah, definitely less stress. And I know there's so much going on socially, so much going on. Everybody has, you know, things in their life that are real to them and real life problems that you kind of have to address. So it gave me a time just to have to myself, where you have like 15 to 20 minutes, maybe you carve out, where it's just about you and what's going on in your mind and kind of blocking out the noise. So yeah, energy helped me sleep a little better, a little less stress, much more focused throughout the day. And the accountability too of going through it with somebody else was pretty dope experience. But I definitely recommend it to anybody. There's a lot, like I said, there's a lot of apps out there. You can do a quick little search on the app store, find one, test it out, see if you like it. Just stay consistent with it.
Cool. All right. We got a question from Maya McCorkle. Unmute yourself and ask away.
Hi. What do you advise that you do when you are starting over on a new level? Like, for example, high school as a freshman?
I mean, you got to attack it. Like, I think it can be overwhelming. I think we've all been through that before. My freshman year of high school, I didn't know where I was. I was in that kind of in between. I didn't know if I wanted to go try out for varsity or kind of stick with JV. One of my regrets, I didn't try out for varsity, actually. I thought I was too small. It was one of the times that I actually listened to the doubt in my head before. And I played JV. And I think looking back, it was okay to be overwhelmed. It was okay to be, outside your comfort zone a little bit. But I would advise and encourage you just to attack it. Have confidence in yourself that even if you don't have it all the way figured out, or you know you have a lot to learn skill wise on the court, or even just maturity, even at that level, attack it. Find ways to get around the right people that can bring the best out of you, and they're going to be consistent with that encouragement and that advice. Develop good work habits. I think as you get to each level, high school, whether it's JV to varsity, varsity to college, college to the pros, your work level and your work ethic has to continue to elevate and continue to rise, because the work gets harder and the talent gets much more narrow. So it's just about embracing the uncomfortability of that newness and that increased talent level, because it is hard for everybody to try to make that transition. But if you just stick with it, you'll figure it out sooner than later.
Perfect.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Angelo Breezy, Villanova commit. Why don't you go ahead and ask your question, man?
Coach Sims said you got a current ace in the room. So, yeah, he told one of us to ask if you could show us.
Do I have him here? Hold on. I'm going to go see. Hold on. Hold on one second.
Hey, Angelo, when you were gone, he didn't want to tell you that he turned down Davidson to go to Villanova. But a heads up there.
How you gonna let that happen, B Went?
Hey Mallory. Well, speaking of Davidson, actually, Mallory Haynes, do you wanna ask your question? She's committed to go to Davidson.
Okay, so my question was, what is your biggest motivation during quarantine? But I wanna change it to a different
Okay.
Is there a significance or like a reason why you chose to wear the number 30?
Yes, it's my dad. My dad wore it since he was in college, and from the time I was a kid, all I want to do is be like him. So I tried to wear it in high school when I was at Charlotte Christian, but they used to make the jersey sizes based on the higher the number, the bigger the jersey. So like they got to number 30 and it was like a triple X. So I couldn't wear it. So I had to wear number 20 in high school. And then when I finally got to Davidson, a senior that left right before I got there, he vacated the number for me. So I got 30 coming in, and the rest is history.
All right. Trinity Mathis, do you want to unmute yourself and ask your question?
Yes. How do you find balance between skill work, strength and conditioning, and just relaxing?
It's a great question. It develops over time. I think you have to start kind of biasing towards, for me, I think you have to bias towards overworking. And I say that just because you don't really know what your limit is until you kind of exhaust yourself one time. You're like, I might have overdone it, but I don't think a lot of us have ever really gotten to that point. It is kind of hard. I know we play a lot of games and you're in the gym a lot, but you'd be surprised how much your body can actually take in terms of if you're thoughtful around the time that you're spending in the gym. So everybody goes into the gym, spends 2 hours in there. Somebody's going to be a lot more productive than another person just based on how they spend that time. And you kind of have to, again, be around the right coaches that can kind of help you because they've seen a lot of different workouts. They've seen a lot of different, you know, results based on those workouts. But you got to start to learn your body. And the only way you can really learn your body is just to do. And so for me, like it's a continual process. Like even from 2 years ago for me, I have a totally different mindset on that question just based on my age and where I'm at, how many games I've played. But, you know, when I was coming in the league, I didn't really know what an off day was, to be honest. And that sounds corny and cliche, but it really was, that was the case. And that's what I thought was going to separate me from, you know, the next guy in terms of my work ethic. So, I'd say goes back to the first answer too, a little bit, just plan in terms of what you really want to accomplish when you're in the gym for those however many hours. See how your body feels the next day, either add it, subtract a little bit, tweak it, be consistent with it so you can really gauge and judge yourself. And then, you know, over the course of a season, an off season, whatever it is, you can start to really answer that question for what's right for you. Because what's right for you is going to be different than the next person.
Iffy, my guy Iffy, Andrew Lovedale, A2S, Steph, he picked up his first offer too as well this year and is I think he's a top, Sim, you can correct me if I'm wrong, top 20 center nationally. So Iffy, if you want to unmute yourself and ask a question, go ahead.
Over the years, you've played with some really good centers, like really good big men. So I just want to know, like, what kind of advice would you give to all centers to that will help us consistently improve our game?
That's a great question, actually. I didn't really give advice to big men, but it's just kind of the same kind of concept of just trying to be as versatile of a player as you can. You got to be tough. You got to be able to dominate down low. I don't think that this positionless basketball is eliminating that skill set at all. It has to be something that you have to use your height and your size and your strength to your advantage, but that comes with like a mental toughness of really using that and putting your body on the line every night or every game to take advantage, you know, what God's giving you in terms of your size. I think we all want to be taller and stronger and bigger, but those that are got to use it. But it kind of goes with the balance of being able to expand your game over time. And whether that's putting the ball on the floor, being able to, you know, get from point A to point B, get to, you know, to your finishes, whether it's being able to hit a, you know, spot up jumper, stretching your range out over time. You know, just continue to add those other skill sets to your game. But at the end of the day, when you have that size and you have the ability to dominate in the paint and be that tough, you know, presence on both ends of the floor, then that'll carry you a long way because, you know, teams need that no matter what if they really want to win.
Thank you.
Wesley Tubbs. Steph, we just got two or three more, man, and then we'll call it. So go ahead, Wesley.
What type of, like, stuff do you, like, eat during the week? Weekly basis, like for your diet?
It's a great question. It's something that I'm still trying to get better at and get more disciplined. So for me, like it doesn't really, it's not a specific diet in terms of, you know, like the vegan or pescatarian or nothing like that. I can pretty much eat anything. I know what my body reacts to more than or better than others, but you know, for me, like one, you want to be able to eat consistently. So don't ever skip breakfast, first and foremost. Everybody tell you that that's a real thing. Like, get some type of legit breakfast in, whether it's some oatmeal, whether it's some fruit, whether it's some granola, yogurt, eggs, whatever it is, like, get something in your body early in the morning, especially if you're going to work out in the morning, because it gives your body a chance to recover. You might feel like you can get through a workout fine, but your body's not going to be able to recover, and it's going to catch up to you over the course of a week or a couple weeks if you don't have that as a consistent part of your routine. And then, you know, post-workout or post-game meals are the second most important thing, to give your body enough nutrients to feed off of to recover. And that's obviously mostly high in protein, get some color in your diet, and overall just staying away from grease for me. Like, those are the real simple laws. But just be mindful, I think, over the course of time of what you eat and how your body responds to it and where you get the most energy from, and do a little process of elimination on that respect, and then stick to what works for you. And that's kind of the best approach just for everybody.
All right, we got two more. I'm going to save the best one for last. Who's your favorite non-teammate to watch play? That Cade Pendleton. My bad, man. I read it for you, but you can ask it if you want.
Oh, that's a good question. My top three right now would be Luka, Kyrie, and AD when he's locked in. That's probably my top three.
Cade, my bad on that. I'll give you, if you have another question, you can go ahead and ask right now. Or you can wait. Tanaja Hayes, great question. Go ahead and ask. Unmute yourself and go ahead.
Are you staying at Drake's house?
Did you get that? The question is, are you staying at Drake's house?
I am not staying at Drake's house, but I've been there a couple of times, and I'm actually using his gym to work out every day. It's ridiculous what they built up here, but he's got his own full court gym and like a little weight room next to it. So I got the keys to the gym right now. It's pretty dope. I ain't gonna lie. It's pretty good setup.
what brought you up to Toronto, by the way?
So my wife is from here. She grew up, she was born here, grew up, so she was 14, and then she moved down to Charlotte and went to Providence High and then to Weddington to finish out high school. So we met in Charlotte, but when my dad was playing for the Raptors back in 2000 and 2002, I lived up here off and on with the rest of the fam. But we lived about 15 minutes from each other, but we didn't know each other, never met up here. And then that next summer, after going into my freshman year back at Charlotte Christian, she moved to about 15 minutes from my house in Charlotte, which is kind of crazy. And we met at Central Church of God, and that's where we started dating. So then her family's got a lot of family up here, so this is the first time we've actually been able to come for an extended period of time. And so that's what brought us up here. It's pretty cool change of scenery from Cali to Toronto, and having the kids up here too has been cool.
Cool. Actually, hey, I lied, man. Brian Williams, you got a great question to end on, so why don't you go ahead and ask that?
So, Steph, Brian here. Just wanted to ask, how proud are you guys of the NBA? With all the work that you're doing, the work that those guys are doing, and everything that you've got around social justice and voter awareness, I think it's really cool to see all the efforts that you guys are in. So just wanted to give you a chance to speak on that a little bit.
Absolutely. It's a great question. I appreciate it. I'm proud of everybody. I know from one, the just the way that the bubble came together and how thoughtful not only the league was, but every single player leading up to the bubble and throughout the last 90 whatever days they've been down there. They've kept the conversation at the forefront. Obviously, with the jersey, the name or the sayings on the back of jerseys, you know, guys sacrificing their post-game or pre-game press conferences to talk about certain issues, the boycott that happened, and, you know, that led to team owners opening up their arenas for as voting places throughout this election season, throughout all 30 markets. You got like a $300 million commitment from, you know, team owners, which is a good start, to be honest, but we got a lot of work to do on that, to that they're contributing to a lot of social justice and racial inequality causes and efforts, and creating a committee that players, coaches, executives, and team owners are all a part of to determine where that money goes and how it can be the most impactful. So you just see a lot of socially aware players and a lot of guys that are taking the responsibility of using their platform and actively using it and being thoughtful about it, you know, ahead of time in terms of how they really want to be authentic with what they're saying and what they're speaking on and be knowledgeable about it and lead to the most impact. So just watching it from the outside in, I was extremely proud of them, but I'm extremely proud of all 450 guys that are in the league, just in terms of this is a different generation of basketball player in terms of not just being a basketball player. I think, you know, Bron's got the more than saying, but it's a real, you know, way of life in a sense. And I'm happy to be a part of that, happy to be, you know, leading that as well. And at the end of the day, I think we all realize how much inspiration we have on the court and what we do with the ball in our hands and how much has gone into, you know, that blessing and opportunity. But now with how small the world is, with the amount of followers that we have and the amount of resources that we can wrangle up to give to people that truly need it and be able to speak for people that can't speak for themselves. You know, I'm proud to be a part of this generation of players that are actually doing it. And even if you don't hear about it, there's so many guys that have, you know, feet on the ground or just have a radar and a pulse on what's actually happening. So it's pretty special time, and encourage every single one of you just be a part of the conversation. Even if you're not of a voting age, you can continue to be impactful in that fight every single day, controlling the people that are in your circles, holding them accountable, you know, being aware, being knowledgeable, getting the right information. Y'all are wise beyond your years, and you have an amazing opportunity to kind of take the baton and do amazing things with it. So just hearing a lot of y'all speak, I wish I was had that kind of, you know, maturity when I was coming through high school. But it's a different day and age for a lot of different people. So encourage y'all to just find out where you're where you fit in that.
Appreciate it, man. We're going to pretty much wrap up here. I mean, do you have any parting thoughts or words, maybe an AAU memory or just kind of any parting thoughts for mostly for the players here, but or the coaches as well?
I just say enjoy this time. This is a special time. I know this is different in terms of dealing with, you know, a pandemic stricken season, but you know, this group you have on the call and your individual teams, these are memories you'll have for forever. These are bonds that you'll create, and they will last. Even if, you know, you end up, you know, 20 years later, you're not in the same geographical area, you still carry these memories and you carry a piece of what you all bring to the table with you, no matter if you're playing professional sports or anything else. So enjoy it. This is some of the most fun times of your life. The success stories of obviously, you know, getting scholarship offers and securing your future and the next step, it's amazing to watch and see, and excited for every single one of you to go through that process as well, to figure out where you're going to spend the next 4 years, when you get to college. This is a great, great, great time to find out who you are and really just be in the moment. So enjoy it. It goes by quick. I know everybody says that. I'm now 11, almost 12. I'm going into my 12th year in the league. And I didn't believe it when I got here. And so even thinking back to when I was 16, 17, 18, you know, it's just great times. So enjoy it. Embrace it, even though it looks different right now. We're going to get back to normal soon. But, you know, these people that you get to rub shoulders with and go to war with and create memories with are going to last you a long time. So I'm just happy and honored that you're wearing a Team Curry name while you can. More success stories to come. I can't wait to hear about them, to celebrate with y'all and keep encouraging you and repping you the entire time. So it's pretty awesome to see.
Appreciate that, man. Well, first of all, we really appreciate you. We appreciate your support. We appreciate your time tonight. We appreciate your trust sharing those, sharing that shoe with us. If you screenshotted that shoe out there, do not share.
I know how to track you down. I know where to find you.
We'll know exactly where it came from. But yeah, man, Steph, we really appreciate you. And to the coaches and players out there, thank you guys so much. And women so much for a great season. You guys really made us proud. And I know I'm speaking for Steph here, and he said it at the beginning, but I know we made all SC30 proud. So, yeah, Steph, appreciate you. Coaches, players, we appreciate you. And with that, we'll call it a night, man.
Yes, sir. Appreciate all right. The time. Y'all take care, be safe, and all the best to everybody and their families.
Thanks, Steph. We'll see you, man.
Yes, sir. Steph.
Thank you for listening to today's conversation. If you enjoyed the podcast, please leave us a 5-star review and subscribe so that you can stay tuned to future episodes. Follow us on all of our social media platforms at ProSkills Basketball on Instagram and Facebook, and at ProSkills B-Ball on Twitter. And if you'd like to find out more information about our teams, camps, clinics, or virtual basketball, check out our website at www.proskillsbasketball.com. We'll see you soon on another conversation.